Reviewing our cattle prices from last week, I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Last week was a holiday shortened week with the markets closed on Friday, but as we finished things up on Thursday, we saw cash cattle prices in the south at 223, some 230s in the north. John Dick is with Swenson Investment and Commodities based out of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, that's kind of always the thing right before the holiday weekend. You know, you can get some light trade volume. Like you said, in the south there, we're seeing some 220, you know, as of yesterday, 230 in Iowa, Minnesota yesterday as well. Mm-hmm. So seems like cash holding on. Box beef a little bit lower, about $4 lower in the choice here on this morning report, but still 390. So seems like demand has been staying strong for the fat. You know, over in the feeders, you know, they've had a little less choppy week. I know the big talk has been the reopening of the U.S.-Mexican border for feeder cattle to come across. USDA kind of announced, you know, kind of a, you know, risk-based phased opening is what they called it. You know, starting Arizona, going to Mexico, and finally into Texas, more of a slow roll on the reopen.
Over on the hog side of things, our futures this morning, John, continuing lower. Cash was just a little bit higher yesterday, but boy, the one catch in my eye continues to be the pork cutouts. They were down another, $1.50 again yesterday.
Yeah, when you see that dropping out, you know, I know we talked about it in the cattle, but it stays true for the hogs too, that you can have a good supply situation or a bullish supply situation, but you also want that demand to stay strong.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.